From a group of friends meeting at the Metropolitan Community Church on Buck Street, to a London-wide charity supported by the likes of the Big Lottery Fund, Wandsworth Oasis, and the Elton John Foundation, The Food Chain is a charity born and bred in Camden. Its aim is simple: to deliver hot meals by hand to those suffering from the worst effects of HIV every Sunday. Through this, The Food Chain has been providing not just food, but company and hope to HIV sufferers for 21 years. Last year, it delivered 3,194 meals to 41 people, five of whom are children, in Camden alone. All from the powerhouse that is the Kentish Town Kitchen on Highgate Road. And that is where I went to meet some of the dedicated staff and volunteers who make it all happen. I began by speaking to Tina Sloan, the charity's fundraiser, who filled me in on the details of the charity's beginnings.
Basically, a group of friends got together and decided to cook a Christmas lunch for some friends that they knew that were dying of AIDS. And then they realised that the next week, actually, still those friends were having difficulty eating and motivating themselves to eat properly and actually cook and shop. And they decided that next Sunday they'd cook a roast for them again. And it actually just grew out of that. And we've now got six borrowed kitchens across London. We've got almost 900 volunteers and delivering sort of 750 meals a week. So it's really, really expanded, but from very small beginnings.
The Food Chain manages to coordinate a remarkably complex operation run almost entirely by volunteers. There are head chefs who decide on menus and buy the food, kitchen helpers who help to cook it on Sunday morning, drivers who follow tailor-made routes to reach service users' homes, and navigators who direct the drivers and deliver the bags of food to the door. When I spoke to some of the volunteers in the busy, bustling kitchen, lots of them told me that they had been involved with the charity for many years and had seen it grow from humble beginnings into the well-oiled machine it is now. One such volunteer told me what the Kentish Town Kitchen was like way back when.
When we started, this was the only one. We used to go from here, we used to drive out to ridiculous places like, you know, beyond Richmond, out past the airport, you know, to deliver one meal. You know, there were probably, in those days, it was one kitchen and maybe what, you know, five or six routes.
That's right.
I mean, we would get back here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But then gradually, as more and more kitchens opened up, then the routes became more and more confined.
Clearly, though, both the charity and the disease it aims to alleviate have gone through rapid transformation since then. Another long-time volunteer, Ian, explained to me how he has watched things change over the years.
In the old days, getting AIDS was a death sentence. And under those circumstances, obviously everyone does what they can. And nowadays, HIV isn't a death sentence. It's no longer a little message saying, you've got 2 years left to live. It's now a message saying, you're going to be taking some fairly unpleasant drugs for the rest of your life, and your life will be in some ways restricted, but you're going to live a pretty much normal lifestyle. However, there are still people who do succumb to the more difficult effects of this disease, and they're the people that we're here to take care of.
Undoubtedly, the advancements in treatment for HIV have radically changed the way that the Food Chain goes about its business. And, as Tina explained, this is cause to celebrate.
It's quite a positive story because, obviously, when we were first set up in 1988, those friends really were dying of AIDS, whereas now people are living healthily with HIV and just need a bit of additional support sometimes.
And how do you think, apart from just being bigger and more organised and you know, not a group of friends anymore, how has the way the charity works actually changed since it was started?
I think we've become a lot more knowledgeable. We've actually built on our experience of HIV nutrition, and we actually make sure that every meal that goes out contains a certain amount of protein, a certain number of calories. First, it was just about getting food out, whereas now it's a lot more tailored to people's medical and cultural needs.
And it's not just medical and cultural needs that are taken into consideration. The Food Chain prides itself on really listening to what its service users need and want. Ian showed me his booklet that lists the dietary requirements of service users along his route. He explained to me how it encapsulates the Food Chain's ethos.
Well, here we have somebody who has particular dietary requirements. And these are not just dietary requirements in the sense of nutrition. They're also their preferences. The food that we provide for them precisely matches not just what's good for them, but what they will actually like to eat.
What will make them
happy.
Yeah.
So, yes, partly what we do is nutritional. We're very careful, for example, there's someone who's got a low-fat diet, mm-hmm. and if I look around, I can find, no doubt, other some specialist cases. But, on the other hand, there's a guy there who doesn't like coleslaw. I'm quite sure that we don't give him coleslaw. And that, I hope, and I suppose we all hope, will keep him going.
Everybody at the chatty, friendly kitchen seemed to agree that the food chain offers something special and that it improves the lives of people with HIV by taking into consideration the entirety of the lives they lead, not just seeing them as defined by the disease. For example, the food chain always feeds every member of a household, husbands, wives, partners, children, whatever, without asking questions. This is part of the charity's effort to address the social impact of HIV, not just its medical impact. But the food chain is evidently a progressive organisation, and not everybody views HIV and AIDS in this way. I asked Tina, what kinds of reactions does she get when she tells people about the charity?
I would say 99% positive. There is still a stigma attached to HIV, and I'm not sure that'll ever go away because it's largely sexually transmitted, which is a shame. But I think things have changed, and it certainly moved away from the 80s when even nurses were scared to sort of go into houses of those people who were HIV positive. So it's definitely a marked improvement, and the majority of people are very, very positive.
And do you think people still regard it as something that only really affects the gay or the black community, or do you think that idea again is going out of currency?
I think there is still that perception, but I think, you know, a lot has been done to actually really make people aware that anybody can get HIV and everybody's at risk. There is evidence that increasingly young people, that's a message that's not getting across. Perhaps we've got a bit slack in this country in thinking that that's a message we've got across and forget that actually we need to continually keep saying it, we need to repeat it.
While efforts have been made to reduce the stigma associated with HIV and AIDS, negative perceptions prevail, and these clearly have a devastating impact on thousands of people trying to lead normal lives. A survey carried out by the food chain found that 28% of its service users rarely leave the house during the week, and 45% don't socialise when they do go out. Tina explained to me how the food chain goes some way to filling this gap.
For not everybody, but for some people, this might be the only person they see all week. And having a volunteer arrive with a smile on their face is often as important as the actual meals. We've had time and time again service users say to us, I feel supported, I feel part of a community, I feel like I haven't been forgotten about in my time of need. And that's really important because there are still people that I talk to who say, when I found out, everyone deserted me. My boyfriend moved out and my family don't talk to me. And actually that's where the food chain can come in. And because it's local volunteers working from a local centre, delivering meals to people in their area, it does have that community aspect. And I think that's really important to people.
And for the volunteers too, it is the face-to-face interaction that makes it all worthwhile. As one volunteer put it,
I can see the output of the work from doing what I do, which is being a navigator. I see the people who use the service, how appreciative they are, how much of a difference it makes in their lives.
Certainly, the atmosphere in the kitchen gave the impression of an open, jostling community of volunteers, bringing warmth and enthusiasm to people who it might otherwise be easy to forget about. For the volunteers also, it is a fun day. Just one Sunday a month, and they wouldn't want to be without it.
I suppose it's become part of the fabric of our lives, isn't it? We've been doing it for so long. The thought of not doing it, I mean, I can't think why we wouldn't do it.
If I'm away for too long, I miss it. It's really good fun, especially on a day like this when it's sunny. There's a real community and team spirit about the whole thing, which is fantastic.
So if you are swayed by these reports and feel like getting involved in a local organisation that supports the Camden community, go to www.thefoodchain.org.uk to sign up as a volunteer.